This is New Orleans Public Radio. Last week on The Work of Art, we talked to audio engineer Frank Farrell, who mixes monitors for Elvis Costello, including the show this past week at the Mahalia Jackson here in New Orleans. Today, audio engineer Steve McHale, who has mixed audio for a diverse clientele, including U2 and Tim McGraw. He starts with his humble and eye-popping beginnings.
Well, the initial spark that said I'm going to do it for the rest of my life was my opportunity to go to an AC/DC concert in Denver in 1984. And I found out that the guys mixing sound were making like $1,500 a week. I had been doing audio since I was 14 years old, bought my first PA system and doing local bands and playing records at dances and all that kind of thing, and went to school for electrical engineering. Didn't think I could actually make a living doing sound, being from Midwest. So I never thought about it. But then I happened to talk to that sound crew and found out they actually were making good money. And I realized that I could actually make a living. And that's when I decided I needed to do this.
You're doing mostly monitor mixing. Is that true?
Well, yeah. I mean, I started out doing front of house back in the 80s. Of course, when I was young, we didn't have monitors. Everything came off the front of house console, 70s and stuff. But in the 80s and when I stepped into the international touring stuff around 1985, you know, we had monitor mixers, and I didn't do monitors. I was a front of house mixer. My first monitor job was with a little Irish band called U2, and I had worked with them on the Joshua Tree tour doing front of house and assisting the front of house guy and mixing B.B. King and stuff like that on that tour of Joshua Tree. And when they rolled around to do it again, they wanted me to mix their monitors. So anyway, that was my first foray into monitors, and then I went and mixed monitors for Steve Miller Band all through the 90s. Since then, I've ended up going back out and doing more of the front of house. The front of house is my true passion, and now for the last, about 3-4 years, that's all I've done is the front of house. But I do, my experience at both ends of the snake has helped me be a better engineer at both ends of the snake.
Do you find any differences in mixing rock and country?
Yes, there are differences, and it's not so much genre-specific, because unfortunately there's, you know, if you talk about a rock and roll mix, like for the Rolling Stones, it's a different mix than you would do for Metallica. You know, they're both rock bands, but one's a metal band and another one's a rock and roll band, and they have different textures, different instrumentation, different expectations from the audience. The same things within country. If you're mixing a George Strait, for example, or one of the classic country crooners that have been around forever, you're looking for a lighter mix that's more vocal heavy. The low end isn't so predominant. It's more subdued. The overall mix usually isn't required to be quite so loud and powerful. On the other hand, if you're doing these modern country artists that are more pop country artists, like Florida Georgia Line or Luke Combs or one of these other bands, or my boss, Tim, they're more of a rock and roll band. You know, we're out there with big drums and big guitars, and we're playing loud and putting on a more of a rock show. So just defining it by country or rock isn't necessarily the way that would offer too much clarity. It's definitely more artist specific in what they're looking for. Looks like you would mix an EDM artist different or a rap artist different than a country band, but they all have different things. And it's our job as a front of house sound mixer to capture what the artist is looking to achieve and then give them those results.
Any advice that you might give to aspiring audio engineers?
The biggest thing that I have to offer to that young person who's thinking about going to the school and getting into this business is to remember that this is about music, especially if you want to mix. If you want to run the console, you need to remember that it's music first. Hopefully you're a musician or you know a little bit about music. If not, learn to play an instrument. Learn to speak that language, because the people that are going to be talking to you are musicians, and they're going to be talking to you in musical terms, and you need to be able to understand that. They are listening with their ears. Use your ears. They're a lot better analyzers than anything you're going to use with a computer. That's the hard part to teach. That's why schools have a really difficult time teaching how to listen. And that's why I encourage to be a musician, learn what instruments sound like naturally, you know, listen to a drum kit, just acoustically playing in a room, listen to a guitar, listen to a violin, listen to a French horn, whatever you happen to be mixing, know what it's supposed to sound like from that point of view and learn to translate that into the room, because the computer won't do it. The computer won't mix the show and the computer won't tell you that it sounds good. It'll only tell you the data that you feed into it.
Steve, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Audio engineer Steve McHale, currently on the road with artist Tim McGraw. The Work of Art features talks with hidden collaborators to the artistic process. It airs on New Orleans Public Radio at 4:44 every Friday. The Work of Art airs with the support of the Hellas Foundation.